Lost, purpose, fulfillment.
You are listening to The Brave Files, real stories from people living courageously. You can listen to the show anywhere you enjoy podcasts, and we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does make a difference, and we appreciate it. Now here's your host, Heather Vickery.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. Welcome to this episode of The Brave Files. I'm your host, Heather Vickery. I'm super excited about today's guest. Jane Sanders is a master hand analyst, teacher, purpose coach, and she does coaching for the law of attraction. Now, I don't know about you guys. Hopefully you're in the same boat. I find that all very, very interesting, and I cannot wait to learn more. After being in the traditional workforce for 25 years, Jane found scientific hand analysis, and her life has not been the same. I am intrigued. Jane, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Heather. Happy to be here. Hi, everybody.
So, okay. First of all, I want to know how you got here, but what does all of this mean? What is a hand analysis, purpose coach, law of attraction? I know, but maybe the guests don't. So tell us what all of this stuff actually is.
All right. So I am a purpose coach. I help people identify their innate life purpose, get in alignment with it so that they love their lives and love their work. And the assessment tool, you could say, that I use, the entree element of my coaching, is called scientific hand analysis. So I'm a master scientific hand analyst. The lines in your hands actually mimic the neural pathways in your brain. So it is scientific, and it's like shockingly accurate, enough so that Forbes wrote an article about it. And it reveals your life purpose, how you're meant to make a difference in the world, and the gifts you have to help you fulfill that purpose, and the blind spots, the tripping points that keep you from that more consistent joy and fulfillment and success on your terms.
I think that's really cool. And I'm looking at my hand right now. How do you do that? Do you work with people? Do you have to see their hands, or do you work virtually?
I work virtually, but using hand prints.
Right.
So I have clients as far away as Singapore, and I send them a handprint kit, which is just a big white envelope with the stuff in it. They take their prints, get them back to me. I scan them in, and then we get on Zoom calls, and I can show them the markings that I'm talking about when I'm explaining all the wonderful stuff that's in their hands.
So how did you learn about this? How did you discover it?
You know what, Heather? I found it on Google.
I love Google.
I'm a past MBA corporate brat and three different careers and never really happy in my work. And the last one, I was a professional speaker, and the business lasted a long time. But after, I don't know, 12 or 15 years, I just hit that same dadgum wall again.
Yeah.
You know, there just had to be something different. I knew I wasn't on it. I was getting bored again, and I was never really fulfilled. So I started Googling, how do I find my life purpose? I knew that's what I was missing.
That's the best thing to Google ever. How do I find my life purpose?
Yeah.
I so love the person that just sits there and goes, you know what, maybe the internet will tell me. I think it's great.
Well, there were a lot of options, and I went down a lot of paths first. And then I found a headline for a teleseminar, and it read, discover your innate life purpose. And I was like, oh my God, this can't be true. And I clicked on it, and the first two words I saw were hand analysis. And I was really disappointed. You know, I was like, I'm serious here. I want my purpose. And then I saw the word scientific. So for the moment, that one word kind of let me put aside my anal MBA skepticism. So I listened to the teleseminar, and you know what? It really made a lot of sense. And I really wanted my purpose. So I got a scientific hand analysis done, and it changed my life.
And how does one become a certified master at this?
So master is just the sheer number of hand analysis that I have conducted. I'm a level 4 certified hand analyst, which is the highest certification, means I can teach it now, which I am. I found through the person that did my hand analysis became one of my teachers. So I studied it for 5 straight years.
Wow. Did you study it before you started teaching, or was that concurrent?
No, you can't teach it until you're certified to teach it. But I started conducting analysis
after
level 1. which is everything about the fingerprints. I mean, there's so much in the database. Everything in your hands means something. So it takes a while to learn it. And anybody can learn it.
I'm in. I'm going to send you my handprints. You got a client. I got to know.
Awesome.
It's great. I mean, you've got law of attraction stuff on here and all of that. I'm very in line and in tune with that. And just on a more basic level, when I'm working with my own clients, we talk about words become things and how you can frame something to bring the positive in instead of the negative.
Like
it's so amazing to me how people can be saying the same thing, but find a way to say it with negative words instead of positive words. And it completely changes the way it feels.
Oh, it changes your life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. I am a certified law of attraction coach, and it dovetails so nicely with helping people get in alignment with their purpose.
Yeah. Absolutely. I really find that fascinating. So you stumbled upon this through your Google search. At what point did you say, I'm out of here, traditional workforce, I'm moving into this new field?
Well, immediately.
Really?
You know, my speaking business, as my heart pulled away from it over the years, the revenue followed my heart.
That's what happens.
Yeah, it was spiraling down anyway, but I didn't want to invest in it. I got a sneeze coming, just to warn you. I didn't want to invest in it because I knew I didn't want to do it anymore, but I didn't know what else to do. And that's when I really started searching. Actually, when I really started searching is when I got one of those cosmic tubifores. You know, I was farting around, really not paying attention to my business dying and reading books, but not really being committed to finding my purpose. And then my parents died 3 months apart.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And it was just one of those real wake-up calls, you know, like, hey, you big dummy, life is short.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's when I really started Googling and, you know, just really had to get on it. I knew I needed to make a big change to make the difference I was meant to make in the world.
What kind of work did you do as a speaker? What was your topic?
Mostly gender communication differences in the workplace.
Interesting.
And I wrote a book on it. That's still on Amazon. I think I sell like one a month.
There you go. Well, I should connect you with my partner. She's doing some interesting work in and around there as well. So,
well, I don't do that anymore, but that was my primary topic. I did other things too that clients asked for, you know, my market was Fortune 1000, Fortune 500. So I did presentation skills, women's work, you know, how to be in alignment with your authenticity. So I kind of skirted around my purpose, but was never on it. A work-life balance workshop. Yep. So all those things.
That's what I do. So I hear you.
Yeah,
I
love awesome.
It. And I love it. It's important work. It's good work to do, but you do have to sort of listen to yourself. And if it doesn't feel, or I always say, if it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
That's right.
Keep looking. So as you got more and more into this work, what has surprised you?
How amazing it feels when you're on purpose and you know it. Well, first of all, if you're on purpose, you usually know it.
You do. Yeah.
Because you love your life. Doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges and obstacles, but the fulfillment is unparalleled. It just feels so good. And I'm sorry to say that probably 70%+ of the world is not on purpose.
Absolutely. It's pretty obvious too. I think it's why we're all so sad and angry all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many people just are going through the motions and they've, you know, like corporate, they've got the golden handcuffs. So they feel like,
can't leave,
but they can, you know, it just requires change. I always tell people getting on purpose is always scary. It's like stepping off a cliff. It may be a little one. It may be a big cliff. But you've got to trust that the parachute will open, and it will, but you will pee your pants on the way down.
I love that. My website actually has the Aaron Hansen quote, "What if I fail? Oh, but my darling, what if you fly?" Right? Like you have to leap and the net will appear. You have to just trust in something bigger and wider than you can imagine. I am a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person, but I am spiritual in as much as that I believe there are things at play, and I gotta have faith.
Oh yeah. You know, and that reminds me too, when you start, well, I'll just use my experience, which, you know, all my clients have the same thing too. If you take action on the information in your hands, things just start showing up differently. You get more clarity. Synchronicities show up. just the universe, because I'm very spiritual as well, Heather, the universe comes out to support you in a big way. Because, it you know, does. Divine wants you to be on purpose too. That's what you came here to do.
Absolutely.
And if you're not doing it, you're going to get those cosmic two befores, you know, those wake up calls, the little reminders. Hey.
Yeah. You're not out there paying attention. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So have you had any big struggles from switching to this type of work? What's been your biggest challenge?
Let's see, which one would it be? Well, I'll tell you right now what it is. As I really dove into what's in my hands, you're going to change. You know, it's transformational information. And I've been on this personal growth, and I'm doing air quotes here, path, you know, for years. And I learned more in my hour hand analysis than, you know, 10 years of personal growth development work combined. So you're going to change. And as I decided to become a purpose coach, that is so important to me, to help people live their purpose and make the difference that they're meant to make in the world and leave their legacy. Some people will likely leave your life as you change and transform. And I did lose my marriage, but you know what? It's for the best. I'm sure. Well, I know I'm definitely happier, and I have no doubt as to whether or not my ex-husband is happier too. And, you know, he was a fabulous person. It has nothing to do with that. It's just, I'm different, and it was harder to just make it work. And it's very important to me that somebody I live with be on purpose, or at least try.
I get that. I really get that. I'm also divorced for, you know, totally different reasons, but yes, that ability to be on purpose, be authentic, do the things that really connect with you instead of just sort of living on the sidelines and following the motions.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
It is. And it scares people when you really stand in your power and you love what you do. It's like, well, I don't. So I don't like being around you because it shines a light that I'm not on.
And it makes them feel bad.
Yeah.
And there's this whole space between learning to not own that your success makes somebody else feel bad. That's all about them and not about you. But as humans, we feel sensitive to that, but to work past that.
Yep. Exactly.
So interesting. When you were making this transition, did you feel that it was brave and bold of you, courageous to make this transition? Or?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I've done a lot of scary transitions in my life. It was just so clear to me, though. I took to this work like, as we say in Southern Illinois, that's where I was raised, you know, a duck on a June bug, green on grass, white on rice.
I love that. I love that so much. My dad's in Southern Illinois, so I can appreciate that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I knew that, but it was still scary. You know, I worried about if people would think I was, you know, a palm reader with a turban stuffed in my purse.
I mean, they did. I'm sure that you had to have loved ones who thought you were totally out of your mind.
They probably still do. And you know what? Now I don't care.
Right. And that's the magic. That's the gift.
And people do think when they first hear about it, that it's palm reading, and it's not. There's no predictions or fortune telling to it. It's really extraordinarily accurate. And I mean, even neurologists are getting involved in this work.
That's cool.
You know, and I still, like, even within the last year, I've had a woman at a networking event tell me it was voodoo and witchcraft.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, well, we're done talking. I mean, I'm just not going to waste my time.
Yeah. You're not my people, and you just move on. Right.
Yeah. And that's cool. You know, but, so it was difficult because, especially coming from the conservative corporate world and going into something that's perceived as woo-woo. Now here's the interesting thing. I'm as woo-woo as all get out, but this work is not.
is interesting to me because you're saying it's scientific based.
Yeah.
And I mean, the law of attraction work is woo-woo. And I, that word, I want a new word, Jane. We need to come up with
a new word. Woo-woo though, Heather. I really don't.
No, I think it is. I agree. I think it's super valid. That's why I don't like the word woo-woo. That's what I'm trying to say, is that word indicates that it's made up or it's fanciful.
Very.
And I don't believe that that's true. I think it's intuitive. I think it's universal, but I don't I don't think that it's flighty or made up or silly. And that's why I don't like that word. I need a new word.
I hear you. I hear your concern.
If you're listening and you have a new word for woo-woo, reach out and we'll trademark it.
Well, I think the word really is spiritual, but people...
But that gets misinterpreted as well.
Yeah. I think people just identify with woo-woo, and it does have a little bit of a humorous component, and I do like to make people laugh, so I use it lightly.
Sure.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So somebody who does this type of work, and as you self-proclaimed, is woo-woo as all get out, what sort of daily grounding rituals do you have? How do you sort of keep yourself level? My kiddo, I have a quote on my wall that says, I have my head in the clouds and my feet firmly planted on the ground. And she's like, she's making jokes like, that's a really interesting shaped person. And I'm like, no, that's deeply who I am. So how do you manage that?
I have several rituals, and I even like the word ritual. I meditate. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of prayers that I use, one to the four directions, the other to protect myself because I'm very empathic and I pick up stuff from clients. And, I've already been to one networking meeting this morning and back already. So I use another one to protect myself and to tune in. And
then I love that.
I exercise, which I think is very grounding. Mm-hmm. And I have that same prayer I use at night before I go to bed. And then I always recite, because I know it by heart now, my dream, where I really want to be in 10 years, 5 years, because I just, and speaking of law of attraction, I'm using law of attraction when I do that.
Would you be willing to share that with us, or is that?
No, sure. Yeah. I'm a horse freak, and I want my own ranch with a beautiful home that has a lot of natural light and covered decks, trees around, beautiful views, fenced pastures with all the different kind of critters that I want, like little pygmy goats, a little mini donkey, little mini horses, a couple of regular horses, because I have one now, but he needs a buddy, a really nice barn, somebody to help care for the property and the animals, horse trails that go on forever if I wanted to, international travel, when I want, first class, domestic travel, work when I want, be able to contribute to causes that are very meaningful to me.
Yeah, big deal for me.
Yeah, more than I can now. I already do, but even more than I can now. Be able to, and this is always up front in my little recital, help a lot of people in deep, meaningful ways using my skills and talents. And hand analysis is just one of them.
That's awesome. I love, love, love that. I fully, fully believe in the power of manifestation and putting out into the world, into the universe, the energy that you want to be surrounding you. I'm curious. I do not always ask this question, but if you were to recommend one book to our listeners that would really get them started down this path, what book would it be?
Well, the one that really changed my trajectory years ago, because I got it the year it came out, was Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Mm-hmm. It just, I could not stop reading it. I think I read it in like two sittings on planes, highlighted almost everything. It just answered a lot of questions I had. So I love that book. And one recently that I read that just uses the law of attraction, although I'm not sure if she even says that, is You Are a Badass.
Absolutely. It totally uses it. I was just thinking, my partner and I both just finished You Are a Badass at Making Money.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I did that one too.
And it's funny because I teach that kind of stuff as well. That's what I coach on. That's what my public speaking stuff is about. So I was laughing to a friend. I was like, I think we could have written this book ourselves. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make it any less valuable, even for me to read it. There's a lot of reminder and some new ideas and just sort of supporting something that I already believe in. And we just, before we got on this interview, my partner came in and threw a bunch of money in the air, and she's like, woohoo, I love making money. And money is awesome. Right. And that visual manifestation of it's all abundance, and just believe that so that it can become your reality.
Well, you know what? I did something that one of her clients did, and I took, and my business is doing really well. I'm still in, so I've had it. I incorporated, let's see, it was the end of 2013. So, you know, I'm coming on 5 years, so yeah. I still have a lot of startup debt, but you know, I'm doing well and I'm very proud of that. But I did put $20 bills in 5 different places around my house. And like, there's one hanging off my lamp here at my desk, and
love
one
it.
In the living room, and one on the refrigerator, and one in the bathroom, and one in my bedroom. And when I see them, it makes me smile. You know,
of course.
Like, oh, that's funny. But it makes me feel like there's money all around me. And yeah. there is.
Yeah. And that it's just available. And money is such a byproduct of service. That's one of the gifts that my coach gave me years ago, is just do the thing that feels like the right thing to do and help people. And then money is a byproduct, and it's there. It just comes.
And then you got to get your system set up to.
Well, and that's exactly the work I do. So I always say I partner the woo-woo with the type A analytic system stuff. I've been an entrepreneur for 23 years, and all of those things have to go together.
Yep.
And I also, you use the term purpose coach, which I totally dig. And I say success coach, because I don't think you can be successful in business if you're not successful in life. And they're all very, very intertwined. I absolutely love that. As you're going through all of these things and winning in all of these wonderful different ways, how do you stop and honor and celebrate those successes?
I ride my horse.
Yeah. Good for you.
And there's nothing I enjoy more than being out in nature on my horse. And I eat dark chocolate every day.
I love it. I love dark chocolate. There is magical power in dark chocolate.
Yep. Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of chocolate?
Well, good grief. Anything high end.
Yeah. You can't, it can't be like Hershey's specials.
Sorry. Yeah. Hershey's.
I agree.
No. Yeah. And now one of my dessert now after dinner is, and I'm not that much of a Dove fan actually, but they have dark chocolate covered cherries.
Ooh.
And they're really yummy, and they're just in the grocery store. So that's my go-to for dessert. But, you know, any like truffles. I'm drooling. Sorry.
I'll have to send you some phenomenal dark chocolate truffles by a local candy maker we have here, Chocolatier.
Oh, just send me a note on PayPal. I'll pay you for it. I would love to try it. Where are you, Heather?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, Southern Illinois. I'm from Mount Vernon.
Oh, there you go. Are you there now? Are you
no, I'm in
down
Denver
the street?
Now.
You're in Denver now. In Denver. Okay. Because I was like, all that beautiful property you're talking about.
Well, it would be affordable down there.
That's true. Absolutely true.
No, it's not an area for hand analysis.
That's awesome. You alluded earlier that giving back to organizations and being part of your community is really important to you. What is your favorite charitable organization to support?
There's a couple here in the Denver metro area. Well, more than one that use horses. It's called equine assisted therapy. There's equine gestalt therapy. It has different names, but I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. Some of your readers, you may be, some of your readers, listeners maybe, but horses can be used for coaching, for trauma therapy. They're
absolutely
using PTSD for returning veterans, for people who've experienced trauma, for kids who have learning disabilities or even physical disabilities. Horses are just, I have goosebumps talking to you about that. They're just amazing in what they can do. And there's several types of certifications. One of the organizations locally is called Hope Held by a Horse. And they work specifically with women who have or are experiencing breast cancer.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. I love that. So you guys, I ask this every week. I say it and I mean it. And I really hope that you do it. Go learn more about this organization or check out anything that does something like that, any horse-related therapy organization in your community. If you have something to give, time, money, energy, do that. Otherwise, just share it. Share it with somebody that it might make an impact on, right? We're working together to make the world a better place, and it starts in your own backyard and it starts in your own community. Jane, I think you are very neat. Can you share your 3 words with us one last time?
Well, my 3 words kind of tell my story.
Lost. That's the point.
Yeah. Lost, purpose, and fulfillment.
Yeah, those are beautiful. I love your energy. I can absolutely feel it through our virtual connection right now. You have phenomenal energy. I love that you're putting this work out there. I cannot wait for my own master hand analysis. It's just so nice to know that there are people out there helping others rise up and feel connected and figure out who and what and how. It's just so lovely. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Such a great pleasure, Heather. It's been fun, and I really appreciate the opportunity to spread the word about this amazing work.
Absolutely. How can people find you, Jane?
My website is purposewisdom.com.
Cool.
They can reach me through there. Or you can email me at Jane, J-A-Y-N-E, at purposewisdom.com.
Awesome. We'll have all of this, the links and everything up on the show notes. So maybe Jane will share a picture of her with her horse for us to put on there. And you guys can get your own hand analysis and then tell me all about it because I want to know. So you got to connect with me.
Well, and I would give them a discount, by the way, if they're your listeners. So they would need to tell me.
How do they get that? Just by mentioning the show?
Email me and mention the show.
All right.
And, you know, I'll knock $100 off. It's a good chunk off.
Absolutely. All right. You guys heard that. So go email Jane about your own hand analysis, and she's going to give you $100 off if you mention the Brave Files podcast. So that's awesome. Thank you for that generous, generous offer.
Sure.
All right, you guys, I love talking to you every Thursday. I love this podcast. I love the energy that it puts out into the world. I love connecting people and reminding all of you that bravery is in you, and there are a million different ways, big or small, to find it every single day. Go out and live courageously. So this is Heather Vickery reminding you, as always, to choose bravely. The Brave Files is proudly supported by Audible. If you enjoy listening to podcasts, you're sure to love listening to your favorite books on Audible. Get your free 30-day trial, complete with a credit for a free audiobook download today, simply by visiting audibletrial.com/thebravefiles. Again, that's visiting audibletrial.com/thebravefiles. The Brave Files is proudly supported by Lost Format Apparel, a socially conscious clothing company. You already know that homelessness is a huge problem. Over 500,000 Americans are living without shelter and millions more without consistent access to everyday basics. My friends at Lost Format know that solving homelessness is a much larger problem than any one company or person can solve on their own. It requires teamwork, sacrifice, strength, and building communities through personal and professional relationships. And isn't that exactly what the Brave Files podcast is all about? That's why I'm proud to say that the Brave Files has partnered with Lost Format, and together we're working to change the face of consumerism in addressing homelessness. You can now get one of two fantastic shirts custom designed specifically for the Brave Files. Each order goes towards providing necessities to the homeless. We have one shirt that, of course, says choose bravely, and another that reminds you that brave is always greater than fearless. Head on over to vickeryandco.com/store to see both beautiful shirts and to check out the entire product line from Lost Format. All of their stuff is super soft and comfortable and has an amazing fit. Use promo code BRAVE to get 10% off of your Brave Files custom t-shirts. And if you have an order over $30, your shipping is free. I choose bravely to take the plunge to help solve homelessness. Are you with me?
Thank you for listening to The Brave Files. Be sure to visit thebravefilespodcast.com to access the show notes and discover fantastic bonus content. Music composed and produced by Matt Lewis of Union Music, LLC.
Special thanks to our editor and audio mix expert, Andrew Olson. I am eternally grateful for all that he does to make each week sound so fantastic. You can hear more of Andrew's work at findandrewolson.com.